Good evening, friends. On the eve of Labor Day 1949, how is labor doing? Not so badly when you consider averages. Over the nation, average weekly earnings in July were $53.66. Now that's $1.35 less than it was last December, when the figure reached an all-time high. To offset this, however, the dollar today has more purchasing power. You can buy about 3% more with your dollar than you could last December, and that more than equals the drop of $1.35 in weekly earnings. Here in Michigan, weekly earnings were well above the national average. Kalamazoo County workers in July made an average of $59.29 a week. Kent County's figure was $62.59. Calhoun's was $64.22. The number employed was slightly higher in July, the last month for which we have reports, than in June in Michigan. Back in 1939, 20% of the national labor force were unemployed. Today, the estimate is that a little over 6% are out of work. Even in the year of peak prosperity, 1929, better than 3% were unemployed. We never can have 100% employment, because some workers are always changing jobs, and temporary and seasonal layoffs are inevitable. It's interesting to note that the labor force today is estimated at over 60 million, whereas it was only about 45 million back in 1939, 10 years ago. Now, the population hasn't grown that much, which leads to the conclusion that a larger percentage of the population is today regarded as a part of the labor force. It means that more women are working and earning. These figures, which are all averages, present a glowing picture of prosperity and indicate that labor today is doing very well. But averages never tell the whole story. Here in America, it's the individual that counts, not the masses, as the communists like to call them. These averages I have given don't mean much if you're one of the 12,000 workers out of a job in Muskegon County, one of the hardest hit areas in Michigan. In that county, unemployment is around 25%. The averages don't mean much either if you happen to be one of those employed in a low-income bracket. Average hourly earnings in Michigan in July were $1.62, and nationally they were about $1.40. At the same time, Congress has been having a hot dispute over whether to raise the minimum wage to 75 cents an hour. In order to get agreement on this, a large segment of workers had to be exempted from the provisions of the bill. While the average national worker is getting $1.40 an hour, a great many millions have been getting less than 75 cents. Averages are meaningless to those who, through the misfortune of being in the wrong city or in the wrong job, are in want. This is no argument for reducing everyone to a dead level. That, of course, would never work. But it does mean that communities, states, and the nation, as well as private individuals and organizations, must continuously study the causes and cure of unemployment. It is good to work. It brings a person self-respect. The chance to earn a living ought to be provided for as many of our citizens as possible. Good night.